Hello, you're with Paige Estrotori on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. On our plate today, a few stirring headlines from the financial world within Australia. Starting with superannuation, there's intense debate shaping up in the Senate surrounding the $3 million superannuation tax cap. Advocate groups are pushing for tweaks, indexation being the main bone of contention. Meanwhile, the Greens are advocating for more radical changes, particularly condemning self-managed super funds, or SMSFs, for property investments and considering risks linked with borrowing within super funds. Max Chandler Mather of the Greens believes that removing super tax breaks for property investors will bolster the system's stability. Despite initial support, independent Allegra Spender is turning her back on the bill, criticizing flaws like taxing unrealized gains. The story around the superannuation bill is developing, and we'll keep an eye on this complex political maze for you. In insurance news, a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, is serving as a critical reminder for motorists. The AFCA has ruled against a driver who purchased a policy from Suncorp after a mishap, only to have his claim declined. A crucial point here: insurance coverage is not retroactive and only activates when a policy is, indeed, active. It underscores the importance of accurate reporting when applying for a policy and stresses the significance of maintaining continuous coverage. On a related note, it's good news for superannuation funds. Despite a rather rocky April, they are expected to close the fiscal year robustly with an estimated growth of around 8%. This accounts for the 13th year of gains in the past 15. The highlight here is the strength of maintaining a long-term investment strategy, even when faced with unexpected hiccups. Lastly, some financial analysts are expressing concerns over the recently released 2024 Australian federal budget. They believe the increased fiscal spending and stimulus may lead to higher interest rates, which could potentially cause a clash with the Reserve Bank's measures to control inflation. Although a minor rate reduction is predicted by 2026, the current scenario indicates a rather uncertain financial landscape. Well, that wraps up today's update. Keep informed about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management with us. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Thursday, this is Paige Estrotori saying, stay financially savvy, Australia.